and welcome back to another episode on the All Blue Podcast. My name is Miles, and once again, we're back. We're back again. So without further ado, this is the All Blue Podcast on WDOT, Port Washington. And, you know, we got to do our PSA, so here we go. Addiction support. Over 45 million Americans are directly impacted by addiction. Addiction is the leading cause for death for people under the age of 30, and since 2013, addiction-related deaths have increased by 6.5%. Most people don't look for resources because they can't admit to their struggles, and friends and family often don't know what they can do to help. Using powerful stories that portray the modern faces of addiction, the Listen campaign speaks to the friends and the families of those struggling with addiction, encouraging them to listen and start the conversation about addiction with their loved ones, driving them to tips and resources housed on the campaign's microsite, heretolisten.com. PSA. It says we do a promo as well for the Model UN Club. If you want to talk about world issues and among other things, come down to the Port Model UN Club, where you can learn about, you know, learn about, talk to, and like debate world issues with your fellow students, other people from other schools. Are gonna be there. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's fun time. It's all around fun time. However, you're not here for that. You're here for the One Piece podcast, which is what I will deliver. Now, where we left off. Oh my god, I can't read my handwriting. Where we left off, Luffy digs a well. I got it. Luffy dug a well for the revolution, or the rebellion leader's dad, who was stationed in this desolate town all by himself. And, you know, yeah. So, we learned that the rebels, their main plan at the moment, is to storm the palace where the king is located, Vivi's dad. And Croc's plan is also tomorrow, or like the day of the rebels attack, and it's called Utopia. We don't know when it starts or what it's happening, and so do the Straw Hats also don't know that the attack is happening. Now, Luffy then decides, after a scuffle with Vivi, that Crocodile is going to be their number one target. And through the message that Vivi sent him, the king finds out about Crocodile and mobilizes his army to the rain base, which is where Crocodile is, and he leaves the palace completely defenseless, which was the idea, or it shows how he trusts the people, because, because, you know, if there are rebels, and he trusts the rebels, and he knows that it's not his fault that the rebels are attacking him, then he leaves it open. So, yeah. You know, it's like a sign of he trusts his people. Because if he was smart, he would have left the army there to defend the castle. But he didn't. But whatever. Now, Straw Hat has to go to... Straw Hats go to Crocodile's town, which is called, like, the Rain Base. And they meet Smoker again. Smoker was the guy that Luffy couldn't hit, and nobody could hit, because when they try and hit him, he just turned into smoke. So, yeah, interesting thing. And it gets like this cat and mouse type thing, where, you know, it's like, oh, I'm gonna get you, Luffy, and he's like, tee hee, runs away. And What did I write here? I don't know. Maybe this is convening, reconvening. So, the Straw Hats. Separate plan to reconvene at the casino. And, the Straw Hats get captured and put in a prison, captured, kidnapped, whatever. I guess they weren't really kidnapped, but they were captured by Crocodile, and Smoker is also captured by Crocodile. And at the moment, all the plans that the good guys had have gone out the window, and, you know, it's like seeming kind of desolate. When, one of the king's army men, I guess top commanders, name of Pell, P-E-L-L, was taken down. He has a bird, devil fruit powers, turns him into a falcon, and he gets taken down by Mrs. All Sunday. She sprouts arms on him and, like, grabs his wings and breaks them, and he can't fly anymore. So, you know, it's, everything's looking up bad, guys. And, yep. Because of the current situation, VB has to choose whether to talk to the rebels or to help the Straw Hats. And it's a hard decision considering that the Straw Hats could, by chance, free her nation. But also the rebels could change everything for the better and, like, more morality in the people. And it's a hard choice, but she goes with the rebels, I mean, for better or for worse, because Sanji and Chopper were never captured. And while in the cage, Crocodile does his villain monologue with Mrs. All Sunday. It's like, you fools, rah, ha, ha. I win, you lose, and whatever. And Sanji calls, you know, they have the, I guess I haven't talked about this before. In the One Piece world, pretty much like all modern technology is substituted by snails. Like the special types of snails that can, like, transmit messages and stuff. So it's like a phone, but they use a snail instead of a phone. So you're talking to the snail and you're like, hello. I mean, I don't know, you'd have a conversation into the snail, but it's a snail and it's weird. So what Sanji does is he calls Crocodile on his snail, and he's like, hello, this is Restaurant Le Crap, and he calls himself Mr. Prince when Crocodile's like, who is this? And so Crocodile, he leaves them in a cage, Smoker and Usopp and Luffy and whatever, in a cage, and he starts filling up the room with water, because, oh my god, I'm so tired, so that all the Straw Hats can drown, and everyone can drown. Eventually, Sanji, he drops down, and he saves them, because in the water, there were the giant banana alligators that I talked about last episode, and they're huge, they're like the size of a house and change, and yeah, eventually after beating up a bunch of the gators, because Crocodile said that the key to the cage was inside one of the gators, but they couldn't get out because, one, the water was rising, which inhibited their devil fruit powers, but also, two, they'd have to beat up a gator, and they didn't even know which one had the key in it, because there were a bunch of them. Now, when Sanji beats up the gators, one of them, a giant ball, comes out, it's like completely solid, and we realize that it's Mr. Three, who has the wax powers, and, you know, everyone kind of hates him because he tried to kill everybody, but he makes a wax key, and then he busts the Straw Hats out of their prison because he makes, like, a special key that can fit into the keyhole. And Yeah, everyone's all hunky-dory.
And...
While fighting, they run into... Luffy goes and he decides to fight Crocodile. And he loses pretty much instantly. And he can't land a punch at all because of... So, Crocodile has, like, the same powers as Smoker, except he has sand instead of smoke, so he has, like, more utility in what he can do. And with this, he... Since they're fighting in a desert, it's kind of like home turf for Crocodile. And he wipes him out. He wipes out Luffy pretty much instantly. And, like I said, Luffy can't land a punch because whenever he would, he just turned into sand. And Crocodile has this power where he can suck the life out of living things with the sand power. So if he, like, touches your arm, he can drain all the moisture out of you. And then that arm would be out of commission, which is what he did to Luffy. And then Luffy drank water and his arm was back to strength. So I don't know how that's going to play in, but I imagine it will. So while old post-fight with Crocodile... Crocodile has another villain monologue. He's like, "You'll never save this country. It's already mine." And he takes his hook. He has like a cool, giant, big, golden pirate hook. And he impales Luffy right through the chest. And he like lifts him up in this cool silhouette. Like a, so cool. And it was like a, I love it. It's like a silhouette. And they only show Luffy, and there's like blood dripping off of the hook, and it's so cool. I'm sorry, I'm kind of fangirling right now, but it's whatever.
Whatever.
Now, Luffy's body gets thrown into the quicksand to die. He's left there to rot in the quicksand. I mean, bear in mind he's still alive at the moment, but. You know, it's not gonna be for long. Don't get old. Let me tell you something. Don't grow up. Don't get old. Now, at this point, we're going into the fight sequence of the story, where each character is gonna have their matchup. Oh, there's weird noises in the studio right now. Picking that up because I don't know what that is. Okay, sorry about that. With this, we're going into the fight sequence of this arc, and each character has their own matchup, and we learn that, I mean, we know that Mr. Two, who's the shapeshifting guy, can transform into the Straw Hats whenever he wants to, so... The Straw Hats had this plan where they cover their arms in a piece of cloth, and with that, it secures the fact that they know who's who, because the bad guys didn't know about the piece of cloth on the arm, and it's like a good way to certify that it's a Straw Hat. However, Vivi is talking to Usopp on a horse, and Usopp's like, "Let me help you, I can rescue you. Let's get on the horse, and let's go someplace." And Vivi's like, "Okay, let me see your arm, I need to be sure it's you." And he's like, "Oh, okay, here's my arm," and he has the cloth on it. But Vivi's like, "No, show me what's underneath the cloth." And he's like, "What? What do you mean, what's underneath the cloth?" And it turns out that they used the cloth to cover a tattoo of an X underneath, like, on their forearm. Because, obviously, someone could just put, like, cloth on their arm. However, Vivi's plan was to really ensure that, you know, they couldn't get turned into by the shape-shifting guy. At this point, Vivi's running away from Mr. Two because he's impersonating Usopp. And... Eventually, she gets saved by Sanji, and you know, it's all hunky-dory. But before that, we get Usopp and Chopper versus Mrs. Merry Christmas and Mr. Four. This is a cool fight when I tell you about cool fights. Mrs. Merry Christmas has mole devil fruit powers, so she can turn into a mole and make mole holes and skitter around in the mole holes. And Mr. Four is like the best baseball player in the world, and he has a dog, or no, he has a gun that ate a dog devil fruit. What? You can feed weapons a devil fruit? Yes, you can. Really funky, weird stuff here, but you know, it's whatever. We're not judging. And even though they are the by far weakest members of the crew, you know, Usopp and Chopper, they have to use their... They always kind of always depended on their brains and not their brawns to get them to get themselves through something. And Chopper uses this thing called a rumble ball, which not only lets him transform into different, like, forms, I guess, for lack of a better word, but also enhances his brain power and his normal, like, base form. And they use their minds and they put their heads together to formulate this plan of how to beat them. And Usopp is playing whack-a-mole with this large hammer that isn't actually, like, it's like a comically large hammer. But as it turns out, it said like 5 tons on it, but he was just doing that to scare them because he's smart and he's trickstery. But, yeah, and Usopp eventually gets taken down by Miss Merry Christmas, and she grabs his feet and like runs him through the ground and into a wall, and then Mr. Four, using his baseball batting, he hits him with the bat, and you know, Mrs. Merry Christmas and Mr. Four have this good chemistry as well, but Usopp and Chopper eventually, Usopp makes it so that Chopper can pick up Miss Merry Christmas and run with her on his horns, because he's in like a fast reindeer form, and then, Usopp impersonated her voice, and Mr. Four hits her as hard as he can with the baseball bat. And she gets, like, knocked into the stratosphere, and it's super satisfying. And, you know, eventually they dispatch with Mr. Four. I think they hit him in the head with a hammer. So, you know, it's not as important as what it was. Sanji saves Vivi from Mr. Two. And this is a cool fight because his love for women makes his fight with Mr. Two very interesting, because he has his values of, I will never hurt a woman. Never. Never. I could never do it. And with that, you know, they're both incredibly strong and smart martial artists who are, you know, pretty much equally matched. But because Mr. Two can get this upper hand of being able to turn into Nami, Sanji, you know, he doesn't land nearly as many hits. And Mr. Two is pretty much able to outsmart him. However, eventually Mr. Two, he's like, after Sanji's down, he's like, wow, you really were weak. And then he like takes his hand off, you know, he shapeshifts back into his normal form. And Sanji goes and he finishes him off with like a kick, and he's like, bam, ha, I win. No shapeshifting now. And he wins, and it's super cathartic, and it's like, yay, another win for the Straw Hats. After that, we learned that Usopp made Nami a weapon because she was like, I'm tired of being useless. I never do anything. I can't win fights. Usopp made Nami a weapon, but she doesn't know how to use it. That's a staff baton that when you, like, turn it certain ways or add parts together, it can do certain, like, party tricks or whatever. And when she fights, she normally doesn't fight. She fights and she sacrifices herself, and she's normally more like the smart, cunning, hold up, let's think this through kind of, you know, person on the crew. And... oh my god, sorry. She uses the weather, like, she can make thunderclouds and stuff to win the fight against Mrs. Doublefinger. And she's an interesting, I mean, I don't know, she's not that cool, but she has spike powers. So she, like, makes spikes sprout all over her body. And, yeah, it's a really interesting fight. She eventually, she, like, stabs herself in the foot to land a blow. And, like, her foot gets stabbed through one of the spikes. And Miss Doublefinger's like, hey, let me move. And then she gets struck with a lightning bolt and zapped and zippity zaps up. And Nami wins the fight. And I know what you're thinking. What about Zoro? His fight is going to be super cool. And you're right. It is. However, I'm going to save that for next time because I am out of time today on the All Blue Podcast. Thank you, everyone who's listening. I don't know why, but this recording looks like it's really, really quiet. So, yeah, I'll leave you guys and have a good day.